This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are bugbears.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, bugbears suck.
God damn it. Who would make a campaign around goblins?
Well, goblins are, I think goblins are fine.
Goblins are fine, but these are boss goblins.
Yeah, well, they're just bigger. Well, here's the reason why the bugbears suck. It's very scientific. It's because we have goblins, right?
Yes, we do. Great.
We also have hobgoblins.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have orcs. So already we're just arguing over shades of gray, right? Yeah. Like they're just trash mob creatures that just get slightly bigger and angrier as you go. But this guy shows up, and then another guy that's going to come up later, where we just have to have these demi-humans that are just shades of each other. Like, there's nothing. This drawing looks like a goddamn orc.
It's an orc minus the fucking tusks.
Yeah. Like, or he's just got his mouth. He's a polite orc.
He's tusks in, tusks out.
there's nothing to recommend this guy.
Yeah. And like, there's not even like bugbear player characters in this. Like, they didn't even do like the later edition kind of thing.
Well, there is the second edition complete book of demi-humans, which allowed you to play as demi-humans and had rules for it. Mm. But it was really annoying because it was all super tribal. Mm. Like, I mean, which is like kind of how they are. And it's not between this and then like the Fallout episode we're going to record. I don't want to sound like I'm like against tribes in real life. I just think it is kind of a boring trope for fantasy. So it is all just super like, you know, they all obey the chieftain and they all obey this weird god thing. And that's what the entries are for them. But it's it wouldn't be fun to play as a bugbear either, because you can already play as a half ogre or half orc.
Yeah.
You know, which is like mechanically and even flavor wise, the same thing. Like, I'm fine with things having the same mechanical kind of stats and everything, but they should feel different.
But they fit in like they fit in the same society. Even.
Yeah.
Like, down to the point where like they make a point that that the females attack like hobgoblins and the young as kobolds.
That's so weird.
Like, it's like they're just interchangeable.
Unit of
and it's
measurement.
So
like those are the different leagues in the league in this world, like kobold league.
Yeah, it's brownie is like to see you just had a pinch, you know. It's a pinch of brownie.
They are always on the lookout to increase their hoards of coins, gems, and weapons. Fine. Goblins are always on their toes when bugbears are present, for the weak and stupid quickly end up in the stew pot. So like, they just exist with goblins too.
Yeah.
Which, like, again, hobgoblin. Like, it's even the word. And hobgoblins are stupid.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man took this to a whole goddamn new level, where Spider-Man has the green goblin, the hobgoblin, and the demigoblin as villains.
It's like, a demigoblin, but he like ran out of material halfway through making his costume.
Yeah, he's just wearing a skirt and nothing else. It is just like, there's not enough difference for me.
There really isn't, and like, they're furry and they've got I think they say something about like, oh, they're especially acute bear noses or something. But you know, despite this, they have no relation to bears. Thank you for taking away that interesting thing that somewhere back in their mythology, like, there's a bear god in their creation myth or something like that.
Or like, they're tasked with like protecting the bears or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, so many monsters in the monsters, like, this is the big thing of that alignment thing we keep talking about, where like, these could be cooler if you strip them of alignment, you know, and also. Like, these guys need more than that. Yeah. But if they were like, hey, you're going to fight these guys, but the reason you're going to do it is because the weird bear god command, because there's a honeypot inside your thing, and the bear god deserves it.
Yep. The bear god got stuck in the door to his house reaching for his honey.
So his talking owl friend advised him poorly because his alignment was not good enough.
Yeah. Now, like, the idea of hobgoblins like raiding a town to get shoes, because apparently this guy's wearing bread bags cinched with twine.
he is wearing shoes like a refugee. Yeah.
That's sad, Gary.
Yeah, I know. That's bringing it down. Bugbear down. Yeah. I hate these guys. Also, this is an example of them not. So the monster manuals were weird, where like, sometimes there are individual entries and paragraphs for every kind of variation of a thing. This just like, there's the stat block is effectively meaningless, because the treasure can be a bunch of, but like the morale ranges from steady to elite, depending on the guy. The hit dice range in the thing where they're like, the lady ones have this and the baby ones have this, you know, like these could just, you could break this up better rather than just have a stat block that does not give you enough information.
Yeah, it's just like, you might as well just say, yeah, whatever you want. I don't care.
the leaders, chiefs, and shamans all have the same experience value.
But like, I mean, if you're clearing out a shaman or a chief, then you're like killing like 70 different bugbears at that point.
Yeah.
Like they really should stack.
I think so too. This is like a good like Baldur's Gate thing. You go come across a bugbear village and destroy it. Great. Fun in a video game.
Yeah. But like to make a campaign about like a fight against like a whole group of bugbears mixed in with some goblins and hobgoblins and stuff, that could take like a whole night.
How would you even know? Like, who would you even know if you're who you're killing? Like you build a monster manual entry around that. Like make a monster that feels bad because it doesn't have an ecology in the world or an identity.
I mean, isn't that just like a half race kind of thing though? Like,
if from like a sympathetic perspective, but what if these guys were like, whenever you fought them, they were just mad because like, you're like, ah, finally the orc horde. And they're just, no.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.